I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, Chris is joining us. It's second date update, of course, here with Thunder and PT. Chris, tell us what's good this morning.
Hey, yo, man, I finally met somebody I felt a connection with, man.
Oh, wow, okay.
But I think the thing, yeah.
So I'm sorry to interrupt. We thought there might be a but.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, I sent two texts and a voice note, and that was spaced over 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay.
I mean, obviously, like, you know that we do this all the time, so you're not the first person to be ghosted, unfortunately, right? But can you tell us a little bit about the date?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, she made a great first impression, yo. She's gorgeous, bro. She's super planted, you know what I'm saying?
Planted. So, like, she's down to earth, Chris?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grounded.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
We vibe really, really well, bro. She was joking, and it felt like we just sat down, and then the check was coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, the time just...
Yeah. Got
well, that's what happens, man. When you got good vibes going on, time flies by, right? Was there anything,
bro?
Yeah, was there anything that was different? I mean, if it was, you know, and don't hold back.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the cringe.
The only thing I can think of is, like, I guess you could say we had a swag gap. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was in sweatpants and she was wearing these sparkly shoes, and I was wearing, you know, I had my cardigan on. Okay. You know what I'm saying? With the turtleneck, you know what I'm saying? I was looking
nice,
fresh.
Styling. So, all right,
gray sweats. Like, was it? I mean, was it kind of a casual place that you went?
It was nice casual.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense. Well, nice casual, you're saying? Like happy hour sort of, whatever.
And listen, we're not the ones to ask when it comes to women's fashion.
No,
but
sure
maybe
not.
Maybe it was just kind of a playful fashion moment for her. Or maybe she thinks you, needed to step it up. Are you ready to find out?
Bet.
Okay, you got it. All right, Ben.
Yeah,
okay, that's
go.
A yes.
Go,
okay,
yeah.
Sorry, a little language.
Yeah,
a little.
For sure.
Got it. All right, three
Chris
minutes away.
Man.
Chris, you stay put. We're going to play a song, come right back, hopefully with Ashley, and get some answers, get you to a second date. Hang tight. Conclusion in three on The Wolf.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Easy to tell by Chris's enthusiasm over his first date with Ashley that he would love to see her again.
Ashley, she made a great first impression, yo. She's gorgeous, bro. She's super planted, you know what I'm saying?
But a couple of weeks and a couple of messages from Chris with no response has left him contacting us to be on second date update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can we speak to Ashley, please?
Mm-hmm. This is she who's calling.
Yeah, of course, Ashley, and sorry to trouble you, and thanks for picking up this morning, and good morning. It's Thunder and PT. We're not here to sell anything, but we're calling from a radio station in town called 102.9 The Wolf. We are looking to reconnect you with one of our listeners.
Okay, this is extremely random.
Well, I mean, not as random as you may think. You actually made a good impression on somebody that that reached out to us. His name was Chris.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no potential there, sweetie.
Okay. And just to kind of backtrack here a little bit, Ashley, Chris said that you connected really well, but there may have been a swag gap, if that makes sense. Would that have been the issue for you?
No, it absolutely makes sense, but that's not the issue. I was trying out a wrong shoe moment. So that had nothing to do with anything. It was his voice note that really threw me.
It's voice note, uh-oh. And what did he say?
Yeah.
He just was rambling on about wanting to take me out for Valentine's Day. He'd make sure it was very special. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Is that so bad?
I mean, maybe some ladies like that right off the bat. But listen, he also said I'd probably want to see him in a couple of times before Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So he basically wanted to, like, lock me down after one date.
So, Ashley, do you think you would want to see him if he could maybe just slow his roll a little?
Let me tell you something. This man texted me an AI pic of us together, surrounded by hearts, made of roses.
Wait, after, okay.
Let me get that. Yo, that pic was photoshopped.
Okay,
yo,
Chris.
That was in the eye.
Chris, hold on.
I'm saying I wanted Chris, to spend it with you. That's all that was.
All right. Okay, and let me just interrupt. Ashley, we talked to Chris on air just a few minutes ago. We had him hold on, and that's him, of course, jumping in there. Chris,
but hang tight here.
What is this all about? Wow. It wasn't Photoshop, Chris, or it was Photoshop?
Nah, I mean, it wasn't AI. It was Photoshop. Like, I took my time and did that. But look, hey, Ashley, look, I didn't mean to overdo it. Look, I didn't mean to overdo it. I'm sorry about that, all right?
Yeah, because this is a lot. So, you're doing the most.
Here's the thing. Valentine's Day Saturday, yo.
Okay.
Look, hey, Ashley, I mean...
But, Ashley, you had a good time on the first date. It's just too fast, too soon, coming from Chris. Do we have that right?
Yeah.
Got it.
Absolutely. So, like, relax yourself, you know what I mean?
So this would be a good time. This is just our opinion. Would be a good time to give Ashley just some breathing room and maybe let go of the Valentine's thing so quickly. I mean, there'll be another one next year.
Exactly. It's a lot of pressure. How about just calm it down? You know what I mean?
Okay.
All these couples are dirty over dinner. That's not my bag. Like, I'm not into all that.
No, okay, here's the thing. All right, what if we do, like, a different day? Like, Friday.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You're way too thirsty, bro. You have no idea.
No, I'm saying, like, Friday is Valentine's Day.
I gotta go. Y'all have a good day.
Hang on.
We could do it like anti-Valentine's Day, like
Chris,
cool and dark. Keep it low key, you know what I mean?
And I think Ashley hung up, Chris, so she's not even here anymore. I mean, listen.
Whoa.
Chris, your enthusiasm
is infectious, and I love it, to be honest.
We think you sound like a great guy, but we say this sometimes on our show, and I don't know if you've heard it before, but we say, act like you've been in the end zone before, and just act like you've been on a date, and it just takes a day or two, and just let her process.
It's not even a euphemism, just like, you know, just relax a little bit.
Right.
You know?
Play it cool, just
man,
a little cooler.
It's all good, yo. Nah, man, it's cool, man. Whatever, man. It's all good, man.
All right.
Yeah. Where Pearson's dead anyway, man. I should have known.
Do you have a backup plan?
Yeah,
do you
man,
have a...
Pearson, man, do a bar, man. Come on, man. Whatever, man.
I'm assuming, Chris, that you don't have any issues with getting dates.
Nah, man, what are you talking to, bro?
I'm sorry about it.
I was paying you a compliment. I wasn't trying to. Okay. Didn't want you to get defensive. Anyway, Chris, best of luck out there with. I know you will find that special lady, but maybe when you do, and it may not be Ashley this time, but you sound like a good dude, and I think it's going to work out if you just kind of like. Play it cool, man.
All right.
Chris.
Oh, yeah, no diggity.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's exactly what we were thinking.
That was exactly
Chris,
what
we love you.
We good over here, bro. We good over here.
All right. I just want you to know, next time, we'll probably be talking to you next week. But, Chris, we love you. Thank you so much for being on Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
I can tell that you're mad.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.